Our last feature this month looks at the not-so-sweet story of sugar. Once reserved for the very, very rich, sugar is today in just about everything we eat. But, delicious though it may be, this seductive and highly addictive food has a dark and troubled history.
A new luxury food. Sugar's path to world domination began in India around 350 AD. That was when it was discovered how to refine crystals from sugarcane, which had been farmed in the region for thousands of years. The sweet spice was now a product that could be exported out of subtropical climates to the rest of the world. For centuries, it remained a luxury status symbol, the poor using only honey. Those who could afford sugar, monarchs and the rich, were visible by the way it blackened their teeth. Britain, whose climate was too cool to grow sugarcane, became particularly obsessed.
Sugar and slavery. Sugar, and not the cotton of the American South, was the original motor of the slave trade, as labour was needed for European cane plantations in the Caribbean islands and South America. Between 12 and 15 million Africans were enslaved and taken to Britain's Caribbean plantations over the 200 years that sugar, or white gold as British colonists called it, ruled world markets. As the immorality of slavery increasingly troubled ordinary Britons, it resulted in the first ever public boycott of a product in 1792. British sugar sales dropped by more than a third as part of a long campaign by abolitionists to end the slave trade. In 1807, Parliament finally ended British involvement.
World domination. Over the years, as sugar became less expensive, its popularity exploded. In Britain, yearly consumption rocketed from 1.8 kilos per person in 1704 to 8 kilos in 1800 to 40 kilos by the start of the 20th century. In America, partly because of the prohibition, the popularity of sweet sodas soared and sales of candy bars doubled. High sugar breakfast cereals hooked generations of children, and more than 40,000 types of candy bars have been marketed since production was mechanized in the 1940s. In fact, sugar is in all industrialized food, even savory things like bread and tinned tomatoes. Is it any surprise that today the average American consumes just under 60 kilos of sugar per year?
The sugar conspiracy. Since the 1960s, nutritionists and doctors have been telling us that fat is the cause of obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Now, however, it's becoming clear that sugar, not fat, is the real culprit. And we've been eating more and more of it thanks to the rise of processed foods. Low-fat products in particular often add extra sugar to improve the taste. Meanwhile, too much sugar has been linked to depression and childhood behavioural problems. Suddenly, sugar looks like the tobacco industry did a generation ago, a big, rich business built on a public health problem. Already some governments are introducing sugar taxes to change public behaviour. It's just the start of what will probably be a long battle.
Is sugar a drug? Sugar, unlike other drugs such as heroin or LSD, does not produce clear sensory changes. And in the short term, consuming too much is not likely to be fatal. But in other ways, sugar is very much like a drug. In particular, in the way people become addicted. It acts upon the same region of the brain as nicotine, cocaine, heroin, and alcohol, releasing dopamine. The problem is that too much sugar-induced dopamine reduces our body's ability to produce it naturally through other activities, which in turn give us less pleasure. As a result, we eat more sugary things to make us happy.